Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
With me today is Mark Rubo, and we are going to discuss how we can access those great reads from the comfort of your home during this incredible or unusual time in our lives. Good day, Mark.
Hello, how are you?
Good
to talk to you.
Nice to speak with you too. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
So in September, the Melbourne City Council did a campaign to help support the bookshops around the CBD that were greatly affected by the previous lockdowns, wasn't it?
That's right, yes. The CBD was being very slow to recover, and we had this idea to try and stimulate interest in our CBD bookshops, and it was going very well, and then lo and behold, we had to close again.
Life happened again.
Yes, it was very disappointing, but we soldier on. So we're all out the shops are, you can order by phone and go and pick them up at the door and buy them online from the shops, the different shops, Dimmicks Melbourne, Readings, Hill of Content, North Melbourne Bookshop, Mary Martin Bookshop, and the Paperback, iconic Melbourne CBD bookshops.
So despite the lockdown and the closures, if you're one of the few people who live around the CBD or still work around the CBD, continue to go to the office, you can just ring the bookshop or go to the website.
Or go to our websites. And you can also, you can order them online as well. So it was interesting. Last month's book, as you remember, was Ali Richards' book, Small Joys of Little Life. And in spite of the lockdown, it did really well. It was our bestseller for last month.
And if I remember right, it was those people trying to find their way through life, isn't it?
That's right, yes. And the new book's similar too. That's called In Moonland by Miles Allinson. And that's about a young man sort of just becoming a father and trying to remember his father who died when he was quite young and sort of searching for his father, searching for meaning in his life. It's a very terrific book, very interesting and very provocative at times. And his travels to India and goes to the future. It's a great read.
And so he is also a Melbourne-based author.
So all the books, because we're Melbourne bookshops, all the books we're choosing, they're by Melbourne authors. So we want to support our bookshops and our writers. One of the real tragedies of this lockdown for authors is that the publishing industry is geared, it publishes a new range of books every month. And then, so every month a new range comes in, you take the old range off. So it means these 2 months of lockdown, all those authors published in those months never really had a chance for people to discover their books. And it's a real shame if you think, a book might be years and years in the making. Miles' book, for example, he's been working on that for 6 years. And
that's incredibly long time.
Yes, I know. He sort of worked on it and worked on it. So it's very sad to think, all those authors who's worked so hard to bring us these wonderful books may not ever get the attention that they deserve.
And we can all change that, can't we?
We can. We can try, anyway. One of the things, you and I were talking about how much we both love bookshops and just the pleasure of going into a bookshop and you discover things that you never...
It's actually traveling to another land, isn't it?
Yes, and so when you're locked down, you can't really do that. And so you don't discover those new books that you didn't know existed or, something jumps out and you think, oh, I'll give that a go. So that's to me, that's very sad for all those poor authors.
Do you know what I do?
Yeah.
Because I really love reading, and it's one of the ways that I spend my free time in, is that I go into the internet and search for new releases. And
yeah.
It likes it's like going to a bookshop, not the same experience, but it's the best thing that we can do during this situation, isn't it?
It is, yes, yes, it is, yeah. So that's great. That's one way of doing it. I was speaking to a publisher friend of mine from Scribe. He publishes Miles's book, wonderful independent Australian publisher. And most of his sales come through bookshops like Readings and Paperback and Hill of Content, the ones we're talking about. And since we've all been locked down, his sales have plummeted too. So it's affecting everyone in different ways.
At the moment, we can still purchase that book through Click and Collect, or can you post them as well?
We can, sending out hundreds of parcels a day, which is a lot of fun, a lot of hard work, though, because we're not geared up for doing that. But and also Australia Post is struggling a bit at the moment, you might have heard. The volume of parcels, they're struggling to deliver them all on time.
But how important is it that you've got this support ongoing from the council, and hopefully it'll be up and running again in 2 weeks?
I think sort of it was, you know, gave us, you know, comfort that they were prepared to give us a little bit of help. I think that was really terrific. It just gave us a bit of confidence, and in spite of being locked down, it's good to have their support and them saying, acknowledging that that bookshops are important for any city. They're very important cultural hub and an important place to community place. And so having the council say, yes, we do think you're important, was lifted our spirits.
Hopefully we'll get to see you again next month.
I hope so. It's great to talk to you. And we've got a terrific book next month. We'll be interested to see how that goes.
What's your best escape book at the moment?
Well, at the moment I'm reading a new book. It's by an Irish writer called Colm Toybean. It's called The Magician. And it is wonderful. It's a novel about the German writer Thomas Mann, who lived from sort of the late 19th century and died in 1955. So it's his life story growing up in Germany before the World War One, becoming a writer. Very interesting man. He was gay, but never sort of really acknowledged it. So struggling with his sort of sexuality and creating great books. He won the Nobel Prize for Literature. So it's a great novel, and it's called The Magician. I'm really enjoying that. I wish I could get back and just sit back and relax and read that.
Lose yourself in the book, isn't it?
Yes.
And
lose myself in a book.
And what's a classic that you would always recommend for people who would like to start reading?
I really like Tim Winton's book, Cloud Street. It's a lovely book about a family in Western Australia, a street, people's lives intersecting. It's a really lovely book. It was written in the 80s. It's become an Australian classic, and I think they study it in schools a lot, and it's been made into play. But it's a lovely book. It's Tim Winton's Cloud Street.
So while we're in lockdown, grab a book, escape.
Absolutely.
And have fun.
Yes. You must try and have fun, even in these difficult times.
E like, e share, e comment. Sundan SBS Filipino sa Facebook.